Good morning, everybody. I'm sure you enjoyed a little bit the winter. I did. Winter should be like winter. Summer should be like summer. So we don't confuse. We're going to start with the breathing. Long exhale and long inhale, 7 repetitions. In the meantime, your body stays straight as much as you can. After 7 times breathing, exhale, inhale, long ones, slowly looking inward. Looking inward yourself. Looking into yourself, what do you see? Or what do you not see? This particular technique requires multiple repetition. Because in order to do that, very difficult to do. Looking into yourself closely, closely observation. Observed closely. Perhaps you may begin to see state of your mind. Perhaps condition of your mind. Perhaps nature of your mind. not knowing the nature of our own mind, we confused, out of confused, all the activities. Also, not very productive, because not knowing the result, because out of control, out of confused state of mind. So while you meditate on the nature of your mind, now you need to find, or you need to find, it's another way, but it's a way of saying you need to experience the nature of mind. Is some sense of clearness, clarity of mind. Your mind has to be very clear. You have to experience in clearness. The nature of mind is a clear luminosity. So when we are confused, the clearness is not there. So when we are more meditate, little bit of clearness come. And more meditate, more clearness. Meditate is no other than let your mind rest in natural state. In other words, no influencing by anything, no influencing, no disturbed, no mixed with artificial, no mixed with anything, basically. No labeling. Some lamas use that word. No labeling anything. Labeling means you put some label there. More clear part of your meditation developed, more you appreciate meditation. Also, less you confused. Now, it is difficult to not confused, since we confuse since beginning this time. It's very difficult to find somebody not confused, because literally it's talking about you have to find somebody enlightened. But when you do find enlightened beings, you don't perceive that enlightened being, because that's not something you used to deal with. You might think, this is a super duper crazy. Giving an example, when sentient beings saw Milarepa was crazy. But the Milarepa thought, all sentient beings are crazy. Except Milarepa can go in and out with the wall, rock, levitate, fly, live without food, high altitude, and he can be have 2-3 places at the same time. Unenlightened beings can't do that. That's the differences. But the viewing each other is crazy samsara perception. When enlightened being walks in front, you don't really thing is enlightened being, because enlightened is not in your mind. More likely you will be more comfortable with somebody as bad as crazy yourself. You begin to see this is a genuine good person. Look, he's talking about the kind of I'm talking. So, there is a word I forgot, but if the old people walk on two legs, which we do, sort of speaking, and suddenly we see one person walking on one leg, not using anything, but just kind of like this, like kangaroo. In Australia, I saw a lot of those. They tried to steal my lunch. So, okay, we can reverse that story. If all people hopping like kangaroo, all the people, including yourself, everybody, suddenly one person comes with two legs. He is not hopping, jumping. He was just walking very smoothly. They will almost say, look how ugly person this one. He got two of them. But we know two is better because we are two like. So two is better, more convenient, more stable, more relevant than one. But the problem is everybody is one like. They can't view that way. They will say, this is weird. This is not good. Maybe this is coming from another planet and here to invade us. We do invade all the time, believe me. If we can. That's the question. So, the reason that story I brought here is the Milarepa versus unenlightened beings. Among all audience, and some of them began to appreciate Milarepa's, see the qualities, then what's happening here is his or her, the mental state is transforming and changing, become more spiritual, connected, and maybe begin to understand himself, herself more, and begin to see Milarepa qualities. But the majority won't, that's not happening. Still they can't see it. They think it's very rare. There is a word saying, Doha song says, so this group of people saw this, these yak herders. Yak herders. They saw the Milarepa, it looks like rock, but in human form, and meditating, and color is green, and very peaceful, but kind of like half human, half rock. Color coordinates with very camouflage with the land. And they began to pray. They said, may Buddhas and Bodhisattva bless, we will never turn into like this. Milarepa smiled. More likely, you don't have to pray. In other words, it takes too much practice to become like him. So Milarepa told these people, more likely you don't have to do prayer. That won't happen. Or at least for many lifetimes. He doesn't mean you don't have potential, but he means that more likely it's not going to happen by accident. Become like Milarepa without any effort. So that was the story. So if the Milarepa can do 6 years at one place, 9 years, and one cape and meditate without food, without clothes, without interacting with anybody. Or you guys can do maybe 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Or at least you are look like doing for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. So difference between that far. So now we're talking about the mind nature, and I want to focus on the clarity part of the mind. When you begin to see clearness in your meditation, which is attribute of your mind or nature of your mind, advice is experiencing the clearness rather than attached to it. Just experiencing the clearness rather than attached to it, oh, wow, kind of thing. Not like that. Nor try to find something in a clearness. There is nothing you can find. Clearness. Since I'm the servant, I'm like you. Sering Zimba Mepa means you should not attach to that experience. Not that you attach to it. Not that you have that experience, but in case, never know. Individual, everybody practice is different. Never underestimate. Never underestimate. Never. Because everybody have their own experiences. If you experience them like a clearness like that, clearness has also called it of spaciousness. The spaciousness has also called it of infinity. Word infinity. It's all in this book of Lama Didovje. He must be working hard. This book is all in it. So, Sareng Zimba Mipa, Sar is a clearness. Your meditation should be clear. And without any fault. We talked about that lengthy before. If you meditate a clear, like space, space without cloud. If you're talking about meditation clearness, it's like a Pacific Ocean without waves. So that type of meditation we needed. Thank you. Thank you. You read my mind. Ah, you did. And then clearness. Sar Rik is who is experiencing the clearness? Your own mind. And clearness is, what is clearness? Where that come from? It's your mind. Your mind making yourself very clear. Beautiful, beautiful. Clear. And clear is your mind. Clear. Sorry. Zibba Mepa means that the second part, it's a root text saying, only you should not attach to it, but experience it, rather than attach to it. Although attachment, good attachment, like attached to your people who are nice to you, attached to your job, attached to your whatever attachment. People attach to all kinds of things, and even they don't know what they attach, they still have attachment. Even they don't know what to attach to, they still have tremendous attachment. We are Buddhists, so we need to reduce the attachment. Knowing that more attachment towards your near and dear ones, family, friends, more attachment brings more expectation. And more expectation, more attachment brings you more suffering. There is no suffering if you don't have any attachment. The problem is size of the suffering has a lot to do with the size of your attachment. So you can always say, Lama, I don't have much suffering, so I guess I don't have a lot of attachment. Or you can say, Lama, I only experience the suffering entire my life. That means you have lots of attachment. Which means that this is something you need to work on. People are attached to their own body, believe me. Sounds like interesting. Unless you look not very good anymore in your mind, then maybe you are not attached to it. But the majority, I'm talking about generally, they're attached to their own existence. Big deal, they're attached to them. That's a part of the reason we defend. If anybody step on your feet or anybody try to get close to you, you try to protect yourself. It's a sign of you're attached to your existence. More you dharma practice, actually there's nothing to attach to yourself either. Although that might be very difficult for you to digest, so it's okay. Don't push too hard if you don't understand that part. But because I'm saying, in a doctor's office, a laboratory, if we put you and make them in a few thousand pieces, see what we can attach to, then you will know what to attach to. The bones are bone, liquids are liquid, water is water, skin is skin, air, water, I can't find a thing. Nothing there. So what to attach to it? Anyway, mind is a quality of mind, it's a clarity, luminosity, therefore, we're talking about luminosity part of your mind. And the luminosity part of the mind is your mind. And if you bring sad and sorrow there, the luminosity part disappeared. The clearness part of mind disappeared. And you bring there anger and jealousy or some negative emotions, it seems like it's like a balloon or the world, W-O-R-L, the world of your universe, color changes. Depends on your projection, of course. You are the creator of your world, W-O-R-L, the world. So, depends on your projection, blue, green, red, different. This different color represents the different negative emotions. So whatever you're projecting, the your universe, your world is complete dark color. But one thing you forgot is luminosity part of your mind. You need to do that. Not the other negative emotions. The world we live is interesting. Some people might see terrible place, terrible, bad place. Terrible, did I say right? Terrible, bad place. Because the bad place is, there's a lot of chemicals, there's a lot of disease, there's a lot of poison, and people, there's a lot of sickness, old age, and death. And more of your classmates are dead, that means you are not too far. But if you're young, you don't know what I'm talking about, someday your understanding will kick in. And if some of you understand exactly what I'm talking about, then you are my team. So, slowly but surely, many people feel the world is where we are now. It's not very, very good. It's not because of you feel like it's not good. Sickness, old age, and just suffering, and pain, and stress, and depression. Name it. I don't even know some of these terminology the psychotherapists use. I don't know all of those words at all. But anyway, just name it all. If you feel that way, there is only one solution. If you concentrate and maximize your spiritual practice, meditation practice, a dharma practice, perhaps then all these bad things experiencing you has good reason. It causes you to put you in meditate and practice dharma more seriously. But the majority of people, they are in pain and suffering. Not necessarily they are interested in the spiritual. They're just interested to experiencing suffering and pain and complaining all they can, all the time, until the voice is not coming out, then it's kind of late. Next group is very interesting. Next group, a little higher. There is a group. I'm talking about people, two legs, walk on earth. Those are the people I'm talking about. I'm not talking about animals yet. So the next group is a little bit higher. This group is, this group has pain, suffering, old age, sickness, death, all of them. But still, they also side by side, enjoying, like 50% they enjoy. There is the bad things they can see, there is the good things they can see at the same time. So they get real confused. There's the good things, there's the bad things. There's a rose flower, there's thorns hurt you. There's a rose flower you want to pick, but the thorns will touch you, it hurts you. So there's good things, there's bad things. So they're very busy because there's good things, there's bad things. So this type of group is also involved with some part of spiritual and some part of samsara activities. Perhaps they're suffering and pain and happiness, they are kind of balanced up. So not too bad to live here, and not too good either. But so it's a balance out. There's a lot of good things. There's a lot of bad things. And that group is also majority. There is a majority. This type of group is on that level. Then there is a last group. That last group is a percentage, is very little. Perhaps just like United States, rich people, middle class, and then less than a middle class. So my understanding is middle class is not a lot, but somewhere middle class, and there's more people under the middle class, and there is a very less people and rich classes up there. Percentage gets smaller and smaller up there. My understanding. Hey, that example is the Buddha Dharma really work. That the rich people, as far as the money-wise and power-wise, so they are percentage is smaller, but they do exist up there. Same with in a spiritual practitioner's level, there is a small percentage sees whole world is different. How they see the whole world? Do they see sickness, old age, and death? Yes, they see that, but they don't bring them pain and suffering. What they bring? They experience that is a natural course. Natural course, it's meant to be like that. We will be surprised if that doesn't happen. Since the percentage is smaller, this is so clearly very positive view the world. The world, there is a, they see the world has a turmoil, but they see there is no solution for that. The solution is you have to change all the people's mind on planet Earth. That's not going to change. So they don't really worry about that. They also see that every negative happens on planet Earth, also a positive side. They see that. Negative side, positive side. And they also see that nothing we brought from the planet Earth, it's all planet Earth provided. And also we leave them as we found them. We leave them there when we leave. In other words, we didn't contribute to planet or anything. And we can't take anything when we leave. So when you died, you cremated or buried or whatever it is. There's not much you can take with you, including your body. But that's not what I want to talk here. The highest level of the spiritual is begin to see the sentient beings' good qualities, basic goodness and Buddha nature. And seeing that, the whole universe, planet Earth, transformed into Devachi. It's not the realm where you complain. It's the realm you want to be there. You appreciate it. But the people, regular people, might not agree with that. Might not see that way. we have two different perceptions. And that's the difference between us. So how we see things, we see everything good and positive. And we see potential that everybody good. We see people, sentient beings, creating negative karma, hurting themselves. But the Renyi Renge Gong and the Yin Sujian Gong, if you're not willing to do and protect yourself, nobody able to protect you. You have to decide that you want to be a good person for your wife, for your family, or for your society, for your anybody, for yourself. You have to make the decision. Decision has to come from you, not somebody make the decision for you. Buddhists don't believe that you are a machine product. You are part of machine product, like a machine will create human. They look like same, and they as many as you want, like a dollar, how you print from the machine. Buddhists don't believe that. Buddhists believe that humans are, every individual is unique. And every individual is special. And every individual has potential to be who he want to be, who he want to be. Buddhists believe that. So now the question is, you have to act. You have to begin it. So let's go back to the meditation. Sarin Zima Meba. Luminosity, clarity, part of your mind. And what is that? That's your mind. And the last but not least, no attached to it. If you develop attachment, that's how you get pain and suffering. Meditate. So that's the meditation upon the inward your nature of mind. This practice is very useful, helpful, if you connect it, if you ever to connect it, that practice. See, no practice is working if it's not connected. Any practice is just as good as any other practice if you connect it. Well, that's at least I think that way.